This is KUT. 1 week ago, a federal court struck down congressional maps drawn by Texas lawmakers in 2011. The court sided with plaintiffs in the case who said lawmakers intentionally drew district boundaries to limit the influence of minority voters. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, that doesn't mean the state is getting to work redrawing those districts just yet.
First things first, this ruling was actually a pretty big deal.
This was a really big ruling that eventually will set the stage for Texas's congressional map to be redrawn.
That's Michael Lee with the Brennan Center for Justice, which represented the plaintiffs in this case. He says we aren't at the point yet where the state will have to change its current map.
And that's in part because this is a really complicated case that involves two sets of maps, one drawn by the legislature in 2011 and then another set of maps that the legislature adopted in 2013.
And those 2013 maps are what's in place right now. On top of that, the court hasn't ruled on a challenge to the map of Texas House District either. All of those rulings have to come down before the state will be forced to make changes to its current maps or before the state can even appeal the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. And Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton basically said as much when the ruling came down. In fact, he called the ruling moot in a statement.
The reason this case was not moot, or the reason this decision matters, and that this case must still go on, is that Texas at any time could decide to go back on what it fixed in 2013.
That's Ernest Herrera with the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, or MALDEF. That's a group also representing the plaintiffs in court. Herrera says plaintiffs agree the 2013 maps are a little better than what lawmakers drew up in 2011. But he says it's clear there's still going to have to be a significant redrawing of district boundaries.
Considering the fact that the 2013 plans were based in large part on what was done in 2011.
Specifically, Michael Lee points to Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett's seat. That district snakes from East and South Austin all the way down to San Antonio. And he says that district configuration is in both maps, including the current one, and it will likely have to be undone.
And the court ruled that it needs to essentially be dismantled because it was a racial gerrymander and couldn't be justified by the Voting Rights Act.
But again, we aren't there yet. The court still has to schedule a remedy hearing where it will decide who would draw the new maps or whether the state will have to get federal clearance on any changes to the voting rules from here on out. And Lee says it's almost certain the Supreme Court will pick up this case if it's appealed. And then, of course, there's the issue of whether this all gets figured out before congressional elections in 2018. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.